earlier this year, the University of Alaska Press released a book detailing a biologist's lifelong effort to chronicle the lives of wolves that live inside the boundary of Denali Park and Preserve. Mary Beth Holloman was a friend of Dr. Gordon Haber, who was killed in a plane crash in Denali in 2009. Holloman spent the last few years digging through 40 years' worth of Haber's field notes, journals, and even tweets. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, Holloman has compiled Haber's work into a new book.
Mary Beth Holloman first heard Gordon Haber talk about wolves in his research 30 years ago.
He just retained that sense of wonder about his subject that, you know, really makes other people light up about it. It really gets you excited about it, too. So that was my first memory of Gordon.
Holloman soon became friends with Haber. He's been described as cantankerous and prickly. He first came to Alaska in the 60s for the same reason many 20-somethings do, the wilderness. Later, he became an outspoken biologist, questioning the state's wildlife management methods. But Holloman says that's because he was also one of the few wolf experts in Alaska.
People don't like people who say things they don't want to hear. And Gordon had an unassailable experiential authority in wolf behavior and wolf family structure. So he drew some conclusions from his research, and a lot of people in Alaska don't want to hear them because it goes directly against the kind of predator control and wildlife management that goes on in the state.
Haber spent his career monitoring the wolf packs of Denali National Park and Preserve.
His primary conclusion was that you can't manage wolves by the numbers, because the functional unit of a wolf isn't one wolf. It's a family group of wolves, that social group, that really, that dynamic is what's the core. So if you just say, I've got to kill so many wolves, that's not really the way to manage them. The way to manage them is to look at that family structure and manage them that way.
Mary Beth Holloman's book outlines Gordon Haber's other discoveries. For example, why do wolves howl?
Wolves howl for a lot of reasons. Wolves howl to let each other know where they are. They also howl simply for the joy of it. Sometimes they would howl with the plane engine flying overhead as a sort of a resonance. And they also howl when in distress.
As an anthropologist might spend years chronicling the habits of a specific cultural group, Holloman says Haber spent countless hours in blinds, tracking wolves, chronicling everything from their social habits to how they eat.
Gordon talks about an old-timer who told him, he hated wolves because wolves would take down an animal and just eat out its guts and then leave it. He'd found all these moose, you know, with the guts eaten out, the rest of the animal left. And Gordon said, well, no, actually, what happens is wolves scavenge winter-killed moose, but the moose is frozen, and so then they wait and they come back later for the rest, unless they're disturbed by a human, which is what happened in that instance.
Holloman's book also includes stories from people who ran into Haber during his time as a biologist for the National Park Service, including one from mountain climber Johnny Johnson, whose food cache was buried in an avalanche in 1972. Haber had hamburgers and French fries dropped to Johnson's climbing team. Holloman also includes snippets from Haber's Twitter feed. Raw, wild beauty at the den tonight, with the wolves howling a great chorus for me as rolling thunder from a passing storm shakes the valley. That's a tweet from Haber 4 months before his death.
He could write for a scientific audience very clearly. His research reports or articles in conservation biology and other journals. And he could write pretty astonishingly concise letters to, you know, the board of game and other entities that he was communicating with. And then he could write for a general audience. His blog and these tweets really showed that.
Mary Beth Holloman's epilogue paints a dark picture for the future of Denali's wolf population. The Park Service has reported declining numbers in recent years, but biologists there maintain that trend isn't necessarily out of the ordinary. But the issue remains politicized. Environmental groups continue to clash with the Board of Game. In 2010, they set a 6-year moratorium on all proposals regarding the Denali area wolf population. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.